Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Live from the Lead Bunker Studio, and we're brought to you by Knutson's, your outdoor convenience store. Also, Kettlebell Hot Spot, where your functional fitness begins. And my buds, Bud Light, Mick Ultra. Also, Celsius in the mix there as well. We are heading right now to the Ray Snell Sports Line because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com. And we are welcoming Scott Farley to the Ray Snell Sports Line, the former head coach of Jackson Viking football. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Good morning.
Everything well in Scott's world?
Yep, we're doing well.
Oh, man, thank you so much for taking time to join us and talk about this a little bit. We reached out to you last week, but I mean the decision hadn't been made final yet on Western's side of things. But I'm assuming now, since we're talking, that things have been green lit and you're going to be going to Western for sure.
Yes, I got approved by their school board last night. It was all pretty well final with everybody but them last Monday. Mm-hmm. You got to go through that last little bit of a hurdle to kind of finalize everything up, and that happened last night.
So you're leaving Jackson Public Schools as the varsity head coach for the football program. You're now going to be what, the athletic director at Western?
Correct.
Okay. Yep. Well, tell us about the decision process in that. Why? Why are we leaving Jackson? What was attractive about Western? What went into the thought process and also ultimately led you to leave for Western?
Well, it was all kind of several things kind of all coming together at the same time. I had kind of made a decision about spring break time that this coming fall was going to be my last football season at Jackson. And at that same time, the Western athletic director job became open and posted. And I had a few folks from that community reach out to me and inquire whether I might be interested and kind of ask me to apply. And so I did, kind of, and then went through the process. And as it came out, they offered me the position. And, it was just a really attractive opportunity. And as my wife and I kind of pondered whether it was what we wanted to do or not, we just kind of decided it was too good of an opportunity to pass up for one more football season at Jackson, and whether another opportunity like that was going to come up. If I had stayed here for one more season, the likelihood that there'd be such an opportunity is pretty unlikely. So,
okay. Well, I want to circle back to the new Western athletic director position for you here in just a second. But first, I want to talk about football, because you've been a coach. I don't know the exact number of years offhand, but I know it's a lot. You've been coaching football for a long time.
Yeah, I've been 34 seasons, 29 as a head coach.
Wow.
20 as a head coach at Leslie, 9 as the head coach here at Jackson High. So, yeah, it's been a big part of my life and my family's life, and I think my children, a couple of my kids, are more traumatized by the move than I am. But it'll be a change for all of us for sure.
So the 20 years at Leslie, where you had a lot of success up north,
for sure.
Just a little up north on 127. a lot of success up there. Tell us about that.
Well, it was really gratifying, because we took over a program that had won 2 games in 4 years before we took it over. And, it took a little bit of time, but, once we got our staff set, because I had, for probably the last 12 years that I was there, pretty much the same staff for the last 12 years. And so, that really made for that we're all teachers in the building. Most of them were teachers in the building, I should say. And so, we went from when I got hired, I was teaching at the elementary school and there was no football coaches in the high school, to there were 6 football coaches teaching in the high school building when I left. So, we were able to really develop a program and develop relationships with kids and families, and really put together a really good program for developing players and all that kind of thing. And so, that was, it was my hometown. I grew up in Leslie, and that was a really gratifying time in my career. grateful for that, that they gave me an opportunity to be a head coach when I really probably wasn't ready to be, but frankly, nobody wanted that job when I took it. So,
and the move to Jackson, that was, and you coached there for 9 years, but I mean, the game is the same, but it's different, especially when you're going to a larger school, you have more athletes to pull from, and the dynamics between the two communities are vastly different. So, I mean, yeah, it's the same game, but it's so different when you came to Jackson. Wouldn't you agree?
For sure. You know, I mean, you're dealing with a much bigger program and a larger staff and so many more kids. And, you know, we only once or twice had a freshman level in Leslie, and we've always had one here. So it's just a whole different management process, or a whole different job in terms of managing a program and you know, kind of keeping track of all the moving parts. But, you know, my athletic director here, Jack Fairley, has been incredibly supportive, and that's made it easier for us to be able to implement the kinds of things that we wanted to, and have really, you know, made it possible for us to have the success that we've had here.
What are you going? Well, before I ask that question, because I've interviewed people for many years, and a lot of the responses I get before I ask this type of question is never say never. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, as realistically, is coaching now in your rearview mirror, or do you feel like there could be the possibility to coach again in the future?
I think, you know, there's a possibility that I'll coach again. I mean, I can't say that I will for sure, but I definitely wouldn't rule it out. And, you know, it's no secret that I'm kind of at the tail end of my career. And so perhaps when my time at Western's done, you know, I may still want to have a little juice left in the tank at that point, and may want to continue or, you know, kind of pick coaching back up at that time. But certainly no plans to do that for right now.
With that said, then, I won't ask you what you miss the most about coaching. I'll ask you instead, what was your favorite in your 29 years? What was your favorite part about being a head football coach?
I might be a little different than some people. The thing that I'm going to miss, and the thing that was the best for me, was always practice. I just really, really enjoy the process of practice and having a plan to improve in these certain areas, or to prepare for this particular opponent in this particular way, and just that whole process of organizing the practice and then moving the kids through and the staff through that practice. That's always going to be the best part of it for me.
Best memory from coaching and walking the sidelines at J-High?
Beating Lumen Christi in 2015.
See, that's why I love asking these questions, because I already know the answer before I ask them. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about the Western gig. What was it that attracted you? Because you kind of said it wasn't really on your radar at first, but what was it that attracted you, and you said, you know what, I'm going to go for this?
Well, it's kind of a up-and-coming athletic program, I guess. Ryan Hackworth has been there for 6 or 7 years, and I think he's done a really good job. And their program has had a significant amount of success in recent years. They've got some very talented kids and very talented and established coaches in a lot of sports. And so, you know, I think it's a little different. I was the athletic director in Leslie for 9 years, kind of in the middle of my time at Leslie, and I'd grown up there and coached there for a number of years. So I was kind of in the middle of all of it. Where now I'm coming from the outside into an athletic department that's very well established, that, you know, I'm going to just need to go in and kind of observe and learn for a while. But I think, you know, once we kind of get our feet up underneath us, I think there's some things that we're going to be able to do to move that department forward and make Western athletics even better than it is now.
When I graduated from Clinton in 91, and when we played, we didn't do a whole lot of cross games with Jackson area schools, but occasionally we would. And I remember we played We always called them Parma Western at the time.
Yeah.
And we played them a few times, and it was like it was almost a gimme every time we played them because the program back in the day really wasn't all that stellar, kind of across the board. That's changed a lot in the last few decades, and Western's on the map pretty much across the board with all their sports.
They really are, and that's a tribute to the, you know, kind of resources that their administration has allocated for athletics that I think is very important. And I think, again, it goes back to that continuity in the coaching staffs. In a lot of their sports, they've had continuity where maybe if the head coach leaves, that there's somebody in place that's there currently on the staff ready to pick up the, you know, pick up the baton and move it forward. And, if you look across sports, I think that's really been the case. And that's what I think is exciting about, you know, I'm not going to have to go in and reinvent the athletic department at Western to move it forward. I mean, I think we've got to continue to do some of the things that they're doing well and just kind of make some minor changes to move it forward.
So now, being the AD at Western, share with me your thoughts on the Northwest rivalry.
Well, I'm well tuned in to rivalries. I was in Wesley for my whole life, and I used to tell kids, and I still believe this in my heart, that the kids in Wesley were born for one purpose, and that's to beat Stockbridge.
Gotcha.
And I think, that was there to some degree here at Jackson with Luma Christie. That's kind of faded away in recent years for a multitude of reasons. So I think that's important. I think rivalries are important, and I think, you know, the reason why kids at Western wake up and put 2 feet on the floor every day is to beat Northwest.
There you go. All right, day one, when you get into your new office, what's the first thing you put on your desk?
Resumes for the varsity basketball job.
Okay.
That's open right now. That's job number one right now is to get a basketball coach hired.
Oh, you guys couldn't get Andrea Cabana, huh?
I guess. If I'd have known she was available, I might have reached out to her.
Wow. But, all right, that's awesome. Anything else that we left untouched here?
No, just, you know, really, really grateful for my time at Jackson. And, my wife and I are really looking forward to kind of the – probably the last chapter in my career at Western, and really, really excited about the opportunity.
Well, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for taking the time here to talk with us today. And I'm planning on reaching out to you once we get to late summer so we can get that Western Athletics preview for the year, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Thank you so much. Scott Farley joining us here on Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.